Morning broke overcast and sullen, with the rain silencing birdsong. This mattered little to Oakheart Witherspike, who had the security of Redwall Abbey to oversee. Donning an old cloak and putting his flop-brimmed hat on over the hood, the portly hedgehog mounted the West Gatehouse steps. Trudging up onto the battlemented walkway, he looked left and right, blowing rainwater from his snout tip. He snorted disapproval to the leaden skies.
Bah! Not a single beast on sentry! Where in the name of spikes and spillikins are they?
He strode the ramparts in high dudgeon, knocking down unattended cloaks which were propped up on poles to give the appearance of a heavily guarded abbey. Granvy the recorder emerged from the gatehouse, pulling on his hooded cloak. He shouted to the Witherspike patriarch.
What in the name of seasons are you doing up there in this weather? Get down here before you get soaked.
Oakheart gestured theatrically about him.
There's not a confounded guard up here. Where have they all gone, may I ask?
Granby set off across the rain-swept lawn.
Every beast is where any creature with a grain of sense should be right now. Taking breakfast inside, come on.
Great Hall glowed warmly with myriad candles and lantern lights. The air was redolent with cheerful sounds of Redwallers breaking their fast. Friar Sugam and his helpers bustled twixt the long tables, ladling out hot oatmeal and honey, fresh fruits, golden-crusted oven breads, hot mint tea and an array of delicacies to please even the most jaded palate graced the tables. Abbess Margerim sat with two dibbins perched on her lap, trying to teach them rudimentary manners.
No, no. Put the beaker down. You can't eat and drink at the same time. Finish what you have in your mouth first.
She saw Oakheart stamp in and fling off his wet cloak.
You look drenched, Oaky. Come and have some hot food.
The hedgehog shook water from his hat brim.
Hot food, is it, ma'am? How could I sully my dutiful lips with hot food when my blood runs cold at the thought of all those deserters?
Form old Darby dipped an oat file into a bowl of melted cheese. He wrinkled his button snout at Oakheart.
Deserters, sir? What do she mean?
The portly hog shook a damp paw in a circle, denoting the outer walls.
Our sentries, my dear sir! All those volunteers who are supposed at this very moment to be protecting all we hold dear from vermin onslaught. I make it my morning chore to check the wall tops. And you know, there's not a single guard to be seen up there.
Sister Fumbrel commented blithely.
Why, bless your spikes, Oaky. Is there a vermin onslaught going on out there? Nobody's told us.
A ripple of laughter echoed from the diners. Oakheart stemmed it by pounding a paw upon the table.
That's just the point, don't you see, ma'am? There could be a vermin attack, even as you're joking about it. Where would we be then, eh?
Abbess Margerim nodded gravely.
Point taken, Mr. Witherspike. You're quite right. Attention, every beast. All those supposed to be on wall duty, leave what you are doing and get back up there on guard immediately, please.
Baby Dub-Dub waved a honey-speared paw, echoing Margerim.
Immediately, please. Immediately.
Young Rambunculus rose sulkily.
But it's raining out there. Can't we wait till it stops?
His sister Tragedia leapt up, declaiming,
Alas! To pour shame upon the noble name of Witherspike with churlish remarks? To your post, O errant brother!